All right, well, welcome everybody to Get Your Puppet On. We are going to be teaching about puppet ministry and how to either start a puppet ministry in your own church or make yours better. Can always be learning as far as with, you know, the craft that you are learning or the craft that you have already. By a show of hands, how many people do not have a puppet ministry in their church? Go ahead and raise your hand if you do not. If you do not. If you don't, it's not. Don't be embarrassed. Be proud of what you got. But if you want to learn, then that's why we're here today. So I just wanted to take just a couple notes to see how many people we had, because we are going to touch on some subjects and we want to make sure we're touching on the right ones for you. We're going to be telling you about where you can buy puppet staging, puppets itself. We also will be talking about blacklight puppets and something that we have taken from, I believe it was the McCools, if I'm not mistaken. They're called noodle people. I don't know if you've ever heard of our noodle people, but we do have, there's a stick figure of people that we can, you can pretty much do anything with. So this is Sister Missy White. She is in charge of our puppet ministry. My name is Ray Munoz. I am in charge of our kids church here at Hope Center. Every Sunday morning we throw on a full-on kids service for kids, and we incorporate puppets in our every week lessons that we do, whether it's doing like an object lesson or whether it's just a song that they want to sing or a skit that they're doing. She's going to be passing out. This is a resource page that we have. Feel free to take notes on that. But these are resources on where you can grab the equipment that you need to start up a puppet ministry or even improve your puppet ministry. You're probably wondering why the lights are off in the back, because we do have a treat for you today. We will be doing some blacklight puppets and showing you guys that stuff. Let's start something off today. We don't have very many fellas. There's three of us. Can you help me out, fellas? Fellas are going to go, pump it up.
Pump it up.
Pump it up. Girls go, woo. Pump it up. That is how we introduce our puppets every Sunday. It gets the kids engaged in the puppets, so that way they're expecting something. Our puppet team is actually called PUMP. That's why we say pump it up. It stands for Puppets Under the Master's Plan. So those are what our puppets are called. This way, it gets the kids excited about doing it. When they know when we're doing pump it up, those kids are like, they look at their friends and they go, oh, Tony, did you know the puppets are coming? The puppets go, shh. So they're all excited. That's a good way. Whatever you decide to name your puppet team, if you do, I really recommend doing it, because in that way it gives them something that they're associated by. Pump is coming. Get ready. We got to pump it up. But that way it associates the kids with that segment of that time that you're doing that they look forward to. I know my nephew is one kid. When he comes to church, he is the most quiet kid that you will ever see. But when we go home, I sometimes feel like it falls on deaf ears with him. But he's actually, when he goes home, he goes, no, pump it up. And I'm like, dude, why aren't you doing this in church? but he associates, he knows what we do as far as with that. So we're going to be talking on a few subjects, puppets, do's and don'ts, just basic rules that you should really follow by as far as with that. And we're going to go on puppet songs. We're going to do some puppet skits that we have that we've come up with or that we found. We're going to be talking about blacklight puppets, our noodle people, songs and skits. Also, we're going to be talking about some of our resources that we're going to be doing. Right now, I would like to introduce Sister Missy White. She's going to help us out with our do's and don'ts.
All right. So, I have been doing puppets. Well, I have been the leader of the puppet ministry for, I think it's 9 years this year. So, I have been in children's ministry since I was 12, and we've always done puppets, but we kind of just did whatever with the puppets. We didn't really know what we were doing. And then about 9 years ago, Brother McCool came here, and he did a whole like puppet training. And I was 17 years old, and I was sitting there, and I was like, I think I want to start the puppet ministry. And so me and Sister Selena back there, she was also the leader of the puppet ministry. And so we both kind of took the reins and we started what we came up with. And that's when we kind of came up with Puppets Under the Master's Plan and Pump and all that. So puppets are fun for everybody. I mean, we have a children's revival once a year that we do in the in the big church with all the adults and everything. And sometimes I think the adults get more excited than the kids about the puppets. So puppets are a fun and a very interactive way that you can work with. And even the 11-year-olds that want to pretend like they don't like the puppets, they want to say that it's boring during puppet time, they really like the puppets. Especially if you do it, the more you put into it, the more they'll get out of it, even if they want to sit there and be like, no, this is uncool. They'll go home and talk about it, like Brother Ray was saying. So some of the do's and don'ts. One thing is that we were taught is to make your puppet lifelike. You always want to make sure that there's a lot of looking around. Sorry, I heard a squeak. This is Mr. Squeaky. He's one of our favorites at our church. So you want to make sure that the puppet is always looking around, making eye contact with different areas of the room. If there's a loud noise in the room, make the puppet look startled, because it's supposed to be as lifelike. It's supposed to look as realistic as possible. Now, most kids know that puppets aren't real, but if you pretend like they're real, they're going to get behind it, too. They're going to have their imagination go, and they're going to get behind it, too. And he likes to talk and interrupt, so you're going to have to pardon him. Like I said, make eye contact. Make sure that the head is faced in the direction, not up at the ceiling. Because I don't know about you, but I don't talk to someone like this. If I came up here and just talked like this the entire time, you guys would probably think either there was something on the ceiling or that I was really terrified by you guys or something, which I'm not. Don't worry. but, you know, so you don't talk like that, so you wouldn't make your puppet talk like that. Also, you wouldn't make your puppet stare down at the floor, because we don't walk around talking like this either, unless we're upset. Sometimes we do. But so make sure you make an eye contact, make it look, and then some of the don'ts. This is a big one that I remember from, and I still remember it from 9 years ago when Brother McCool taught it, and he said, don't flip your lid. Oh, this is Sister Glory. She loves her hair. She does not talk. She doesn't talk at all. But she uses a lot of motions, and she likes when people touch her hip. She likes to hit you with her hair. See, I can't even get close to her. But, you know, she loves her hair. And we use her to talk about how we don't cut our hair, and our hair is our glory. And so we use her for that. But so we don't flip our lid, because, and what a flipping our lid means is when you open a puppet's mouth like this, they look up at the ceiling kind of when we talk. It'd be like us talking like this. And we don't talk like that. We don't move our upper mouth. Well, true. But it's kind of weird. Like, we wouldn't walk around like this. Only your bottom lip moves. So there are two different ways you can do it. If you just move your thumb, that is very difficult to master. Yes. Very. So one of the easier ways that I've found is if you move out when you're talking, it kind of makes it less flipping your lid, because you're getting more, and it makes it more animated as well. So if you move out while you're talking, and sometimes I just walk around doing this, and people think I'm weird, but I'm strengthening my hand muscles there. So, see his hand side. When we first started the puppet ministry, we would do at our practices, we would just have us stand like this and move our mouth like this for 5 minutes, because you know songs are usually 3 to 8 minutes long, so we just stand like this and build up your arm muscle. Yeah, my arm muscle's gotten a little weak because we haven't done that in a while, but yeah, so there are different techniques you can use. This one is Mr. Chomper. We use him to talk about controlling your flesh, because he opened a petting zoo. Instead of eating the animals, he wants people to enjoy the animals. So he also doesn't talk. We have a lot of shy people on our puppet team. So what I wanted to... This is one thing I was going to talk about anyway. So since we have a lot of shyer people, I'm typically not an upfront person. This is a little stepping out of my box anyway. So we're all shy. We don't like to change our voices. We have a couple that sometimes do, but sometimes just an interaction, as long as you have someone out here interacting with them, the movements, the kids get just as behind. Like I said, that one doesn't talk. And Sister Glory doesn't talk, and Squeaky just squeaks, and Brother Ray is fluent in squeak. So he's always talking back and forth with Squeaky and interpreting for the kids. And some of our kids think they know how to speak squeak too now, so they try to interpret as well. So that's some of the do's and don'ts.
Heads.
Oh yes, That is when I was...
I did the big no-no. So if you saw that, I was standing like this and watching you.
Yes. You don't want to see even the top of your hair, which makes it difficult for some of us. So you can either raise your puppet stage or, you know, get in those awkward positions that I've had to be in several times. But, you know, you don't want to see it because if you see it, it also kills the illusion. Like I said, we want to make it look as real as possible, like these puppets are the ones back there. Like, we don't have a hand up the puppet back there. Even though, like I said, most of them know we do, but the more we get into it, the further we go to make it look lifelike, the more lifelike it will look for them, and therefore, the more into it they will get. And so, we do songs and skits. When we do our songs, we try to go a little bit beyond just doing the song, and we use props or signs, which we had signs we'll somewhere back there, light. But... we'll get those out during the Black Life portion. And so we use the skits to talk about, you know, like I said, the different things that we use them for. And then songs, it's just any Sunday school song that you want to do, you can do those, or you can have separate songs that just the puppets do. But if you do some of the songs you do in Sunday school, then the kids sing along and get into it even more. So that's one way to also encourage them a little bit more.
And another thing on the do's and don'ts is really important. I see this happening quite often, and sometimes we're even guilty of doing it. If you have six people on your team, most of the time they are doing everything. So you're the worship leader, you're the teacher, you're the puppeteer, and you're serving breakfast, and you're doing everything. A rule of thumb is you always want to leave somebody out here with the kids. So if you have six people on your team, you're not going to have all six people. You have two hands. If you do four people, that's eight puppets. As you can tell, my hand hurts because I don't do puppets all that much in kids' church. I kind of leave that to Sister Misty. She's buff, but I'm not. So, but with that saying, if you have six people, leave two out here with the kids because you never want to leave the kids unattended because then that can create problems with behaviors or one of the kids should just take off. And we all know how that happens. So we want to make sure that you're being responsible as far as if you're leading the puppets or if you're in charge of it, that you want to make sure that you have enough people back here, but you also want to keep a number of people out here to keep the kids under control.
Do's and don'ts. I'm sorry. So I just thought of this, but when we do our puppets, we try not to make our puppets go up and down a lot. If it's choreographed into the song, that's fine. If it's part of the song. But as far as them, because, you know, your arm gets tired, so sometimes you just want to be like, okay, and then I'll pop back up. So what we do, when some of us know how to change our hands when it's still in the air, but what we do sometimes is, like I said, with choreograph, we try to incorporate some up and down, so that way the people that go down can switch arms real quick, especially on the really long songs. It's really good to have some downtime, so that way you can switch. Because you want to make sure, and when you're going up and down, you also don't want them to just disappear, because then they're like, wow, it's like a magic act. So try to do an entrance or an exit, that's what they call them. So you could do like three steps up and then settle, or three steps down, or you could do like they're on an elevator and have them come up slowly and then go down slowly. Don't just pop up and down.
Let's show them. Go ahead and, I don't know, surprise me. We're going to show. So this is something that we've learned that works for us is after we've done a song, okay? And it's a good filler for when you need to make some time, stretch some time out. So we'll do the song. I can see your head. So when you do the song, the kids are all excited. So everybody goes down. We usually have a few puppets kind of hang around. It gives us some time. And like I said, these are times that you can talk on issues that aren't necessarily easy to talk about, but you should talk about them, especially for our ladies with the whole cutting. We have tons of kids on our bus, and it's a really hard subject to talk to them about, you know, making sure that you're taking care of your glory, you're not cutting your hair. And so with Sister Glory, sorry, I'm throwing this on you, but Sister Glory is going to come out, and Sister Glory is really, really excited about her hair. And as you can see, yes, Sister Glory, how are you doing? So a lot of times it's me that takes it over from after that. So I'll go up and talk to them. See, this is a good thing with your team building, when you have your team to get to really spend time with each other, because you can feed off of that energy. We like to make fun of each other a lot. If you've ever noticed our team together, it's constantly making fun of each other. So we get comfortable enough to know where we can go with this. So, Sister Glory, how are you doing today? Oh, I see. You're trying to tell me something? Oh, there's something that she wants you guys to guess is different with her. I know what it is. You got your teeth whitened, right? You saw a rodeo and you saw a horse guy. No? What was it? You whipped someone? No. Okay. What is it that's different? It's your hair? Is that what it is? Is that what you're trying to show me? Oh, your hair. Oh. So what's different? Oh, I know what's different with it. Sister, you got a haircut, right, Sister Glory? No? What? You didn't get a haircut? Did you style it differently? No. It's just beautiful as it is. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Sister Glory. I didn't notice that. Well, you do have really beautiful hair. Yes, I can see that you're very, very excited about your hair there. Yes. Oh, well. Okay. Well, that's yeah. I see that. It seemed like you want to like make it silly so the kids are excited. Like Sister Glory likes to whip her hair at people, and it's quite irritating. So that's what Sister Glory. Go ahead and go down. And a lot of times we'll do things like we have our ones that we call fossils. They're almost like worms. And for whatever reason, I can't get them to leave. So I do a little, and it knocks them out. And they go like that, and they fall back. Squeaky, are you coming out? Oh, yeah. Squeaky, we actually did a whole month of Squeaky. He actually built a spaceship. But, yes, I know. Hey, we're in the Lord's house. You watch your language. Okay. Squeaky actually took a whole month to build a spaceship. Oh, it was horrible. First time he built his spaceship, yes, out of sticks. And I was like, Squeaky, your spaceship is not going to work with sticks. Squeaky, let's change your name to Zip It. Okay. All right. So Squeaky built his spaceship out of sticks. I was like, Squeaky, it's not going to work. So Squeaky came back the next week, and he's like, oh, yes. He said, I finished my spaceship. Guess what? And he said, but. He goes, I have it fueled up. And I said, Squeaky, what'd you use for fuel? He said he used soda pop. Squeaky, you can't use soda pop to fly to the moon. No. Let's go back to the drawing board. So Squeaky went back to the drawing board. He finally, the last Sunday that we hit, he finally got to space. We put a space helmet on him. We brought him out, and he was flying on his ship, and he was going like this, and the kids were super excited. A simple puppet that just squeaks. And show us how Squeaky would leave, so that way we can see that. See, not necessarily a... because he's not a mole. He's not going to fall down. You want him to walk down, so... But that's pretty much what the do's and don'ts. That's what we do with our skits also. Make them fun. Like I said, there's things that the puppets can kind of touch on that are easier for them, because the kids can be mad at the puppet, and they can not so much be mad at you if you offend them. But with the puppets, they're like, oh, well, Squeaky doesn't do that. Or Chomper is one of my favorite too. Chomper, he has to tame his flesh because he wants to bite. He wanted to open that, like you said, he wanted to open that petting zoo, and he loves animals. And Chomper, can I pet you? Are you sure? Is your flesh tamed? Oh, let's try. No. Let's try it again. I just want to love you. Let me love you. Can we pray then? Okay, let's pray. God, I pray for Chomper, God, that you help him tame his flesh. Put it under control right now, God. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, Chomper, did you really pray? Okay, I just want to make sure. Let's see. Oh, look at that, Chomper. See what happens when you pray? No, fight the temptation, Chomper. Fight the temptation. In Jesus' name, come on. Oh, there we go. It went away, right? Okay. Chomper, he's like me and you. We fight our flesh. It's so hard sometimes. But those are skits things that you can talk on as far as subjects that are a little bit hard sometimes, and they're the uncomfortable subjects, but it makes it fun with those. So now we're going to go on our black lights puppets. And you're probably wondering, like I said, why we have the lights a certain way. Atmosphere is key. I know church is not about lights. Please, I don't want you to ever think that. But the way that our kids' attention spans go, a lot of times we've been recently messing with lights and trying to see what works and what doesn't work. When I keep it super dark, it's crazy.
But when I have a light that's facing towards us, those kids are focusing not on their friends next to them. They're focusing directly on us. We have recently just invested in some lights. You can get these on eBay. They're fairly cheap as far as in price. LED lights. You can. Did you unplug me? Oh. I unplugged myself. So you can put them up against the wall like this. Oh, I unplugged myself again. Help me. So you can put them against the wall like this, and it adds dynamics to your puppet stage. We are currently working on putting them up on the ceiling to focus them at our puppets. We bought 10 of them, and Sister Slay, if you can help me on the price on that. $125 for 10 lights. Cheap. I think you can buy them individually for like $20 or $30. Brother Joe here is our light guy. He knows a lot about lights, and he's helping us with it. But you can change the color of these. You can set them to where they change every time you snap your finger or talk. They change the light on them. It just adds so much more to it. Sorry, I didn't mean to blind you. Don't go into the light. So, like, those are things that we're using as far as with our puppets. It adds so much, like, it just makes it dramatic for them. So we're going to turn off the lights right now and show you guys our black lights. So don't kill yourself and fall. Please stay in your seats. These are something that we recently just purchased. We're not expecting everybody to kind of go here on this, but
we started off with small black lights, the strips that we have. Those work great. Those are really nice. Only thing for us is the kids are so close, and it's scary that we're afraid they're going to break it. This is something we recently just purchased. All we did is figured out what size black light bulbs or light bulbs we have in these lights, and we got permission to put black light bulbs in here. So now we can do our puppets that are black light, like this guy right here, Slinky. He's a dancer. He likes to dance, and he does his thing when he dances. The cool thing about the blacklight puppets is that, Sister Missy, if you could come on out. Now, if you're wearing all black, you're not noticed. But when you're wearing a shirt that's that color, it is noticed. But the cool thing is you can bring them out, and you can go and interact with the kids as you're doing, you know, your songs or a skit, and that, and you can go up and play, you know, around with the kids and even get in their faces at times, and it's really silly, you know. But this is a cool element that we've recently been messing with that's really helped us out. And we do songs, and he can even go on the floor and dance. There he goes. Like, see? Slinky likes to dance, Lord. So black lights are cool. Missy, do you want to kind of talk on the pricing on black lights? And...
All right. So these black lights were, we just bought the bulbs, so they were not very expensive at all. We bought them at Walmart.com, so online at Walmart. They were, oh man, I'm
struggling on that one. 15 bucks a piece.
Yeah, they were like 9 or, I want to say like 9, 10, maybe 15 at the most a piece. And then, but we also have ones that go on the floor, or we have the really long, like 48-inch ones that we tie to a mic stand. Or actually, we don't tie it, we tape it with gaffer's tape to a mic stand to kind of go up like that. These ones range about $20-ish. On your resource page, I think I put down blacklights.com. You can also get them at other places.
eBay.
Yeah, if you just search for blacklights, you can find them. This one is the 24-inch one. And then we have also the some 48-inch ones as well. And the 48-inch ones range around $50 a piece. That's with the stand and everything. So not the mic stand, but with the, like, there you go. What he said. All right, so with that too. So like I said, they range about anywhere 20. And if you buy them online, it's always usually a little bit cheaper. But you have to pay for shipping, so that's up to you on that one. So like I said, though, 20-ish for the smaller ones and about 50 for the larger ones.
So, you know, depending on your church's budget, and everybody knows how budgets work, it's coming out of mostly your own pocket. Fundraisers are a big thing to do. We do bake sales. We did Root Beer Floats was our last one, and everybody seemed to go. And when people are walking, I'm sorry. if you're having, you know, fundraisers, every church is different, but we have ours outside of right out of the door, so we get people when they're walking away. We like to make sure that we guilt trip people. Oh, Sister So-and-so, would you love to have a root beer float? Come and buy one so you can support us. You love us, don't you? And then she's like, oh, yeah. You know, older ladies, she's like, I don't want a root beer float, but I'll buy one for you. So fundraising is a big deal. Like I said, a lot of this comes out of our own pocket if we absolutely need to get it. But there's ways of getting it, and there's different scales of doing it. This is something that we've been working for probably for a whole year to do. So it's not something that just came right away. We've been using the little lights for a long time. Next, we're gonna show our noodle people. Missy, why don't you throw one on? Oh, okay, we'll just bring one out then. The kid one. So our noodle people are really cool. These, we started off doing them with mostly dancing to songs and, you know, and it just, the kids love it, and it's just something that hypes them up. And but they move, you can spin their arms like this. And the cool thing about this is you can utilize your children in your kids' church, because this is a child's one. So we get some of our kids from our buses, we just strap them on, and they're good to go. It's PVC pipe with pool noodles and neon spandex fabric. If you have somebody in your church that knows how to sew very well, it's a good recruitment for them to get them to do that. We actually have a young lady in our children's ministry now. She is, that's her passion. She loves to design clothes and sew. So we put her to work in getting some of the stuff done. But this is a small noodle one. And here, miss, you talk about this one. I'm going to bring it up.
Okay. This next one he's going to bring out is actually, it's our newest one. And it's the very first one that I put together, so pardon it. But, because I did it by myself, so the head's falling off a little bit because it's not sturdy yet. But it's also the biggest one we've ever made. We made this for a skit we did, David and Goliath, with noodle people. And we used the little boy as David, and we used this one for Goliath. And so, yeah, it was very difficult to do by yourself. I suggest using more than one person to make a noodle person. It's kind of a little complicated. As far as stringing it together is probably the hardest part. You want to make sure you get the PVC pipe to fit the one, I think it's like a 1/4 inch PVC pipe that fits right into it, but you want it to fit a little snug to put it in there, and that's where you put the string into. And you start, let me remember if I can remember how to start. You start with the head, and you string it through the head. And then there's a T connector PVC pipe right there at the neck that you start stringing it through the body. And you string it all the way through the body, through the legs, come back up through the leg, and then come back up through this leg with the string. It sounds more complicated, and I will work on writing it out. I apologize I don't have it for you today, but I will write down the steps, and then I will. We have an Instagram page that is
Hope Center. _ kids. I'm sorry.
HC _ kids. That's our. Is that all right, Phil?
No, it's.
Sorry.
We post it, we just don't.
We post, but we don't look at our own name, apparently. So. There you go. Hope_center_kids. That's our hope. That's our Instagram page. And I will get it typed out, and I'll post a picture on there of the directions so you guys can see. Or you guys could direct message us if you want it, and I'll make sure to get it back to you.
Yeah. Just on the page, there's three of us that manage it, three or four of us that manage it. So if you have questions, feel free to ask us. We're more than willing to help you out, because, you know, this is how we started off, is we ask questions. We ask people, how do you do this? How do you do that? The number one thing I can say about children's ministry is you steal. You take as much information. If you ask any other children's minister, Brother Bohannon, Brother Booker, Sister Warmbo, you ask her, I know it's her Instagram messes me up. Warmbo, you ask her, and they will all tell you, please ask, please still take whatever you want. You know, we're not here to just make Hope Center Kids the number one thing. We're here to make sure that the kingdom of God is growing and that we are helping you do whatever it takes. And I know even with some of our sets that we've had, we've hit up, we've called up, you know, Brother Ian that's just down the ways and say, hey, do you want any of this stuff? We're done with it. We have nowhere to put it. Do you want it? You know, but stuff like this, you know, but these things are really helpful tools. David and Goliath, we did a David and Goliath skit. The kids loved it. David Goliath had this massive sword, and I think we have the video on our Instagram page so you can take a look at it. But the way David cut off his head, it was like perfect timing. Another thing we use is skits, like audio skits, and we'll just act them out with the puppets. We recently did Satan Bites the Dust by Carmen. Can you turn on one of those lights? Just one. We did Satan Bites the Dust on Carmen. Who has heard that skit, Satan Bites the Dust? Okay, we did that. We didn't do it with the noodles, but we did do it with clothing that glow in the dark. One of the people on our resource page is Total Life Encounters.
We didn't put that on resource page.
Oh, they're working on their website. So it's but YouTube, Total Life Encounters. They are on YouTube. They do black light skits, black light puppets, anything you can think of with black lights. It is amazing. They have full-on puppets that are, like, massive. We stole their Satan Bites the Dust from them. We did David and Goliath. Let me think. What's another? Oh, we did another skit with the puppets. I'm going to totally mess up the name. It's this old skit by Isaac Airfreight, I believe. Has anybody ever heard of him? No? It's called Let's Trade Your Salvation. It's a game show. So what we did with that is we had the devil come out. We have a little tiny devil puppet. We don't have a big puppet for the devil because he's not very big. He's a little guy. So we have a little devil puppet. He comes out, and we had a game show with the guy, and he was trying to get you to trade your salvation. And the devil's like, oh, well, why don't you come on down here? And if you trade me your salvation, you'll get a free vacation to the Lake of Fire. And with the Lake of Fire, you can go on your asbestos jet skis and ride the Lake of Fire in style. And the guy's like, oh, I'm not really sure if I want to do that. So we mixed puppets and people for that game, for that skit that we did. And that was our whole thing. I believe that was for our month that we did a whole push on salvation of where you're going. I think it was a game. Yeah, you know, we did a game show theme. It was called Are You Going? And it was a whole month about, are you going to heaven and salvation? And I believe out of that month, we had 24 kids sign up to be baptized in Jesus' name. And we have baptized 24 of those kids. So what you're focusing on, what you're using these puppets, will interpret what these kids are going to decide to do with their lives. You know, and it's not anything that we've done. It's everything that God has given us. And this stuff takes time. It takes effort, it takes money, and unfortunately, those are the things that it takes. But if you're passionate about what you're doing, like Sister Missy is passionate about these puppets, and you know, they take time and we invest, and it's not going to happen overnight. But if you take your time, and a lot of times you'll find us here on a Saturday, our own Saturdays, and for me, my Saturdays are my big deal because that's my, everybody knows in the church, Saturday is your one day off. Sunday, you don't get a day off. You're busy. But Saturday, we're here, and I like to go ride my bikes, and I like to go hiking, and I like to spend time with my family. But Saturdays, we're here. Sometimes we get here, we find out what works for everybody. We get here sometimes at 8 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock in the morning, work till about 1, and then we go home and we set everything up. Or sometimes we'll come here at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the afternoon and stay here till 9 o'clock. It takes time and dedication. This stuff doesn't happen overnight. And if you have the mindset of it's just going to happen, it's never going to happen. So a lot of the stuff that we do is going to take time. But one thing that I know that, like, you have to just be creative with these. Like, think out of the box of what you're going to make. I told Sister Missy, I said, I want to do David and Goliath, but I want Goliath to be like 10 feet tall. And I'm 5'0". But Brother Joe over here is super tall compared to me. So I had him do it. And I had another guy, a smaller guy than me. He was playing David. But you know, I just said, I want him to be big. I want the kids to see him come out and they're going to go, whoa, that guy's a monster. He's huge. Cause in the Bible it says Goliath was big. We can't have Goliath be this tall. And the kids were like, that's a sorry looking Goliath. We had him do that with the bear one time and it didn't work out very well. We bought this stuffed animal, but it was a costume for a bear costume. And the kids were so excited, they went, oh. And they were just like, what's wrong with the bear? He looks anorexic. And it was sad because it just made me, I was like, that bear was cool, but it's not. But you know, think outside of the box of what you want to do. We have some signs. Get the signs ready while I talk about something. So I know for next year, we're going to try and push this further than what we've done. I do want to do Jonah and the whale or Jonah and the big fish. I want to make a giant fish that's going to swallow a man whole. In this little room that we have, we can do it. But it's just going to take time. And I'm thinking of using the noodles and making just a giant noodle fish. That's just going to go. And a lot of it is really comes down to these curtains. Because the kids can't see behind the curtains and it blocks the light. So if you have a curtain, I can swallow a man whole. Or we can chop a giant's head off with a curtain just covering the giant. That's all we did. When the giant fell over, he fell to the ground. And what we did is we had David take the sword, cut his head off, and I had someone run up behind with the drape, cover the giant's body, and all you saw was the head, and David just went like this. And to the kids, they don't see you doing it because you should be wearing all black, but all they see is a giant's head on the floor, and they're like, oh my goodness, he just chopped his head off in here. And to the kids, it's like a big deal. Posters and... some of our stuff that we've designed. We did a space theme for a month, so we still have some of our stuff. I'm going to give you a secret. Cardboard is your friend. Cardboard is the number one thing that you need to look into getting. If you have somebody that works for a warehouse or works for a store, get to know them. Get to be their best friends. If you work for a company that throws away their cardboard, talk to your boss. Get cardboard from them. I am lucky and blessed enough to have a boss that lets me take as much cardboard as I want in their boxes that are like this big. We design huge sets with them. They're simple, they're cheap. All you have to do is buy paint. And then when you're done with it, you either put it away if you have the storage. We didn't have storage for at least a whole year. We had to throw everything away. I mean, we built city sets. We've built everything you can think of, and we had to throw it all away. But luckily we have storage now, so we don't have to throw as much away, but if it's to the point where it's seen its better days, we just toss it, and it's cardboard, and it was donated, and it's not a big deal. Paint is a big deal. Poster boards, fluorescent poster boards, are really cool, because you can draw with just a Sharpie marker, and that's it. And if, thank you, Selena, if you could turn on the light, he lights up. This is probably $1 to $0.60 at the Dollar Tree. And all you have to do is know somebody that can draw. And if you can't draw, then draw it anyways. It's kids. You don't have to be perfect. No one, they're not looking for Mona Lisa, you know. But see how he lights up? And this was seconds. We've made some of this stuff in seconds. We're actually going to use this one tonight for our David and Goliath. But there's the armies, you know, the Philistines. And the Israelites, and we have a bear, but he didn't quite light up as much as we'd like him to, because we use white poster board. Fluorescent is the best way. But if you don't have fluorescent poster board, this isn't working out as well as I wanted it to. If you can see here, this is from our space. We actually bought glow-in-the-dark paint. You can get that at Home Depot. It's a very tiny, I think it's a quart, something like that, and it's like $13 or something like that, and it does stretch pretty well depending on the brushes that you use. But see here, all I had to do is place it under this light, and it charges for about, and then once you charge it, 2 hours you have of glow in the dark. This is the UFO one that we use, and this is actually Squeaky's rocket itself right here. I'm just holding it up to light. You can leave it outside too. Anything with ultraviolet will light it up, and there's your spaceship. Super easy. All this is cardboard and leftover purple paint that we had from one of our themes that we did. If you turn on the light. But it's simple stuff, and once you put the investment into it, it lasts for a long time. We have paint from four themes ago, and it's still good, and we're still using most of it. So, any questions? Yes.
Isaac Airfreight, I believe.
Isaac Airfreight? I think. Air, like A-I-R and then freight. My pastor actually told me about that one because it's really old. So I was like, I've never heard of him. He goes, oh, you got to check it out. So we listened to it and it just had me rolling. You got to listen to it. Any other questions that we can help you guys out with? If we have the answers or not, we can help you find the answers. Yes.
So all your lights, your black lights are just in here. This is where you do all your stuff.
This is our kids' church room, yes. So this is our room. It's also our Spanish ministry room. It's also our Wednesday night teaching rooms where they set up classrooms. It's also our family center. It's also our dining area. It's everything.
We also have portable black lights too, yeah, that we take when we go other places, or that when we're in the sanctuary for that kids revival that we do every year, we bring out the portable ones.
Yeah. Now you have black lights in these.
These are actual bulbs. Yeah, we just replaced the bulbs. We got permission.
So you take out the white ones.
Put in the black light ones. And luckily our lights, the way that they work is it's two bulbs on the outside and one bulb on the inside. They're different switches. So the whole time you guys were in this room eating lunch and eating dinner, you never even noticed there were black lights there until we turned them on, which is really cool. Our pastor just was really behind us on it, and he said, you do whatever you need to do. So luckily we are blessed to have such an awesome pastor that supports us, and I know that your pastors believe in you guys, and really just talk to him. That's the best thing that you can do, is talk to your pastor about your vision, talk to him about what you feel that you should be doing, and he'll give you guidance, and he'll, most of the time your pastor will say, go for it. You know, tomorrow we're having a nacho costume party and you know, my pastor's like, go for it, they're gonna love it. You know, we're just gonna have nachos here. Are they all finished? I think I'm over my time. Thank you guys very much. If you have any questions, feel free to come see us directly, or like I said, message us on Instagram. Thank you.